Now on to health news. A recent Kaiser Family Foundation poll found that more than 40% of Americans do not know if the Affordable Care Act is indeed a law. In Massachusetts, we may have a different problem. Many residents assume that the state's older health reform law has already done everything that the ACA or Obamacare is supposed to do. But in fact, come October 1st, when Obamacare really kicks in, it will affect Massachusetts in a variety of ways. So our Common Health team has come up with a way to make the complex news a little more digestible. A soap opera.
Lance, my darling, where have you been?
Well, Cassandra, it all began early in 2010 as we physicians were heroically coming to grips with Massachusetts healthcare reform. And then, Obamacare. What fresh hell was this? I grew desperate, so I did what any caring medical professional would do. I faked my own death in a boating accident.
So that's an excerpt from a radio soap opera produced by our Common Health team. And joining us now is Common Health co-host Carrie Goldberg. Hi there, Carrie.
Hi, Meghna.
So a radio soap opera, what are you looking to do here?
Well, we were looking to somehow desperately try to make the learning that we all need to do about Obamacare more painless and more palatable. Because basically, you know, Obamacare is this huge federal law that has a zillion pieces to it. And it's important for many of us. It certainly affects policy and it can affect our care and our wallets. And so we need to know what's going on. But it's very hard to like delve into all the many details in the labyrinthine system. And particularly here in Massachusetts, many of us have the idea, oh, well, we already did Obamacare, right? Like Obamacare is based on the Massachusetts health reform, which is true. But it's also true that Obamacare, when it fully kicks in October and January, will change quite a few things in Massachusetts. So we were trying to help people learn about those things.
Well, let's listen to one of those things that's featured in this soap opera right now. So let's listen.
Chip?
Hey, Cassandra. Sorry I'm late. You look great.
Save it, Chip. Didn't you realize what day it is?
Sure, babe. It's October 1st, the first day of Obamacare. I got anxious. If I opt out of health insurance coverage again this year, it means breaking both the state and federal individual mandates. I'd have to pay the pricier of the two penalties. So I wanted to enroll as soon as I could.
So, Carrie, what exactly is Chip referring to?
Okay, so let's explain. Everyone in Massachusetts probably already knows that you must have health insurance here in Massachusetts. And if you don't, then you have to pay a penalty. So the requirement to have health insurance, that's the individual mandate, right? And now, to some extent, to a great extent, actually, that will be kicking in at the federal level as well. So if you do not have health insurance, you would already have been subject to the Massachusetts penalty, but now you'll also be subject to the federal penalty, and you'll have to pay whichever one is higher.
Well, I wonder what the president, who during one of the elections was referred to as no drama Obama, might make of your radio soap opera.
I don't know.
But let's listen to a little more of it.
But my income is 400% of the federal poverty line, so I won't qualify for government assistance.
Miss Cassandra, jumping to conclusions is a cardinal sin. As it happens, Obamacare shifts the income cutoff for subsidy eligibility from 300% of the federal poverty line to 400%.
Hallelujah!
So, Carrie, the Affordable Care Act overhaul offers more help paying for insurance for more people in Massachusetts as well?
Right, more help in general, and also what that Cut was just talking about was that the cutoff has now been made higher for you being eligible for subsidized health insurance.
Okay.
So, yes, that broadens the pool of people who can now get actually subsidized health insurance.
Okay. So previously in Massachusetts, it was people with incomes up to what?
300%.
300% of the federal poverty level.
Right. And now it's going up to 400%.
Okay.
Yes. So you can see the difficulty, Meghna. Like there are all these little tiny changes that are happening and they might affect various groups of people. And the challenge will be getting the word out to those people that things have now changed. And the Obama administration says that it will soon be starting its great big communications push. But it seems like Massachusetts will need kind of an additional one because things are a bit different for us here.
Well, do you know of any ways in which the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, might have a negative impact on health insurance and coverage in Massachusetts, if any?
Yes. Well, there are certainly concerns. One came from the largest employer group in Massachusetts. Massachusetts, Associated Industries of Massachusetts, they're warning that, in fact, Obamacare could lead to rising health insurance costs for some companies. They're very concerned about that.
Small businesses in particular.
Yes,
below,
in particular.
Below, what, 50 employees?
Yes. And then also a really significant change that's coming that might cause a bit of upheaval for some people is that the subsidized plan called Commonwealth Care is going to be sort of going away and will be replaced with more Medicaid coverage and so on. And so that, too, will involve people needing to learn about what the new options are and enroll in them.
So a period of upheaval, as you called it.
Minor upheaval, yes. Oh. I think hassle for some people, yes.
Okay, and when does all this kick in?
So it starts kicking in October. It will have full kick in by January. So certainly in the rest of the country, the changes will be really momentous. I mean, there will be millions of new people being covered by health insurance and so on. And these new marketplaces for health insurance, like what we have, the Health Connector, these marketplaces will be being created all over the country. So elsewhere, it will be much bigger changes, but still Massachusetts will see its share of change as well.
And Carrie, at the Common Health website, you've got a top 10 list of other major takeaways about Obamacare?
Yes, we do. We have the full script of the soap opera for people who are gluttons for that kind of thing. And it's a wonderful story of a woman getting married or thinking she's getting married and then finding all kinds of complications. And at the end is our top 10 list of the ways that health insurance will be changing under Obamacare.
Well, if you want to read that top 10 list, you can look at Carrie's post, which is at commonhealth.wbur.org. And while you're there, you can listen to the full soap opera in its entirety as well.
Yes, you can. And it was created by our intern, Sasha Gary, and beautifully produced by George Hicks of WBUR. And it really is fun, if a bit over the top.
As soap operas usually
should be.
Are.
It's cheesy. We admit it.
Well, Carrie Goldberg is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Carrie, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Magna.
And stay with us, the fight between the Tesla Motor Company and Massachusetts auto dealers. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.